But now, we're joined by a college basketball legend, a great NBA player. 23 years ago, he hit a last-second shot that propelled Duke past the aforementioned Kentucky. He's Christian Laettner. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Christian. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's really our pleasure. Does it feel like 23 years ago, that last-second shot in the Final Four that pushes Duke past Kentucky? That pushes you into the Final Four, I should say?
You know, it feels like 23 years ago, if you ask my knees and my back, for sure. But mentally and in my heart, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, and it's because it's on film and it's replayed every year or every once in a while, so I get to relive the memories, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of it.
And, you know, and I guess that shot, along with so many things, obviously, have you seen the 30 for 30 with a title that actually galls me? Because, you know, maybe it's tongue-in-cheek. I haven't had a chance to see it. I had been locked in, felt like I was locked in the house so long watching TV that after Bracketology, I went out. I have it DVR'd. I'm going to watch it. But I hate Christian Laettner. It kind of rubs me the wrong way because, you know, on the surface, doesn't seem that you've done anything that anybody should hate you for.
You know, you're breaking up a little bit, but I hear you talking about the 30 for 30. I loved it, and of course I saw it before it came out. The film producer and maker, Rory Karp, gave me my own little private screening, and I loved it, and every time I see it, I love it more and more. And it gives a good insight to my background, my upbringing, and how competitive I was when I played basketball and why I always try to peak at the right time of the season, which is definitely March Madness, and to play your best ball, your best basketball in March.
Excellent. Did the title gall you at all, or was that the ESPN sensationalism to get eyes to the special, the I Hate Christian Laettner?
Yes, I think more so the sensationalism and to be provocative and to draw a lot of people in. So that's what they went with it, and I was comfortable enough to go with it, and they really enjoyed that. They really appreciated that about me.
Now, and then we'll move on to the tournament and some other things, but did you find being an athlete, and I'm not saying you didn't work hard, but there are a select few athletes in sports who everything they do just comes naturally. You know, I've heard Grant Hill talk about the fact that you could walk on your hands from baseline to baseline. You know, you're one of those people. Bobby Valentine in baseball was one of those people. Everything he did came kind of easy to him. And as a result, people had some resentment for him. Did you find a lot of that in your athletic life because things came more naturally to you than they did to others? And you were maybe more gifted than others that you met a great deal of resentment along the way as an athlete?
Well, Joe, it's nice for you to say that. when anyone calls you a gifted athlete, I mean, that's a huge honor. So I appreciate that. But I don't think it's being gifted more than anything. I think it's just the success that you experience. Maybe people might get tired of that. And if you're not a Duke fan, you're definitely going to get tired of maybe seeing my face every March Madness, every Final Four for 4 years straight. So I don't think it's being gifted. There's a lot of gifted athletes, millions of them. And I think it comes down to more your competitiveness and the fact that there's some people out there that who are not Duke fans.
Well, let's get to your alma mater, Christian. They're going seven deep, but it's seven real talented players. And, you know, defensively, they're doing something I never thought I'd see Coach K do. You must be as shocked as anybody. They're playing a zone, and they're playing much better defense than they were at the start of the year and then they have the last few years. With that coupled with their offensive prowess, is this a team you can see making a real serious run to the Final Four and being that challenger for Kentucky in the national finals?
I do. I think they're a great team, and I have them in my Final Four. And you're right. They are doing some different things, but Coach K has to be creative, and he has to be able to evolve and adjust to today's type of player. And you got to remember, he's got a lot of freshmen that – when you're at Duke, it takes a whole year and a half just to get his man-to-man defensive principles down ingrained in your mind, in your head, in your actions. So he's got such a young group that he has to play some zone, but they do it really well, and they score the ball really well, so they're a great team. I got them going to the Final Four, and I'm going to stay tuned to all the March Madness, and especially the Duke games, all March long at Buffalo Wild Wings. And all your fans can go to buffalowildwings.com/tournament tracker to stay up to date with all the games and current activities that are going on in March Madness.
Excellent. And you know, Buffalo Wild Wings is a great place to watch the game, and we'll get to that in a second. But you made a very interesting point. The man-to-man principles that Coach K teaches in his defense take time to learn. In season, how hard is it for young players in particular to switch from this man-to-man to playing zone? Is it a difficult change for them and something hard for them to deal with?
Well, on the basketball court, everything has to be habits and reactions, and your reactions have to be correct in terms of basketball principles. So that takes a long time to develop in a player. Coach K is very demanding on the defensive end of the court. So I remember when I played for him, it took me a whole year and a half to get great on the defensive end. But once I did, and I caught up to the rest of the players on my team, then we're a defensive force, and that's why it was really tough for teams to beat us. But they do a good job in the zone this year, and I can't wait to see them play.
Well, you mentioned Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's give them a little love quickly. They're one of the reasons that you're here. Every Buffalo Wild Wings has a great selection of all kinds of food, most notably the wings and a number of flavors. A ton of TVs with all the games on. Just talk about the game viewing experience at Buffalo Wild Wings, if you could.
Oh, my God. The environment in here is awesome. Like you said, wall-to-wall TVs, the best chicken wings in the nation. You know, I'm from Buffalo, New York, so I know what a good Buffalo chicken wing is. And I get them extra crispy and medium every time with celery and blue cheese.
Well, you know what you're doing, and that's the voice of Christian Laettner, a truly iconic basketball player, one of the great college basketball players in history, and an NBA All-Star who had a long career, who, as he said, his knees and his elbows and his hips, and he pays for it now each and every day, but I'm sure he wouldn't trade it for anything.